Yeah, McFadden, how disappointing that in Croke Park has come also close there.
Yeah, look, we're bitterly disappointed. It's another league game without 2 points, essentially, and regardless of whatever else is said, we wanted 2 points from our endeavours here in Croke Park tonight, so unfortunately we're going back up the road empty-handed, you know.
Listen, you put in a big performance there, and probably as we're shaded at being the better team tonight, but the result just wasn't there. And I suppose it was the All-Ireland champions that managed to get that crucial goal in the second half that was the difference, wasn't it?
Yeah, look, I think we're 5 points up at one stage. Yeah. You know, Dublin are going to have periods of dominance just for the quality of the side they are, but you know, we'd be still very disappointed regardless of the nature of the goal that we give away, that we still didn't see out the game. We had one or two wides in the second half. We had a few sloppy mistakes in possession, including myself.
A few goal chances in there too.
Yeah, look, I suppose with two goal chances, you know, you're never going to score probably 100% of your goal chances, but we'd be disappointed not to get one away. Ryan and Patrick are lethal in front of goal, and they'll be disappointed to not convert them either. And you know, kind of the tables turn very quickly to Monaghan next week in Ballyshannon, and it's going to be a very important game.
Okay, listen, speaking of goals, you got the goal in the first half. It was a good finish.
Yeah, look, I think Michael done fantastic to win the ball. He nearly took two players out of it straight away, and it opened up. And thankfully, the ball trickled into the back of the net.
Yeah, listen, at half-time, should you have been further ahead, do you think? Maybe by 25 minutes, you would have felt you at least should have been maybe 5 or 6 ahead.
Yeah, maybe. It's very hard to tell sometimes when you're playing exactly how it's going. You know, you're just focusing on the next ball. But we thought we played good football in the first 20-25 minutes, and we'd probably be very disappointed with maybe the last 10-12 minutes. I don't know, of the first half. And you recognise Dublin, as I said, are going to have periods, but we'd be disappointed not to have got a few more scores when they started coming back into the game.
You just answered those periods, so you did. Any time they hit maybe 2 or 3 on the bounce, you were able to respond to that?
Yeah, look, I think we showed good character. I think we showed a lot of resilience and determination throughout the game. You know, essentially, we'd be disappointed that we didn't get enough scores to widen that gap, especially after going 4 points up, I think, after the first 5 minutes of the second half. And, you know, I suppose the goal was a huge turning point. I think we were 2 points up at the time.
Yeah.
And Dublin are extremely difficult to get the ball off when they're leading the game. And they can drag you all over the pitch. And when they have the advantage of playing here in Croke Park again, you know, they get all the bounces of the ball. And, you know, a few, I think, one or two dubious decisions by the ref. And, you know, look, we'll not complain too much, but it may have turned the tide a wee bit.
Yeah. Should you get more time maybe towards the end?
I don't have a clock. It's hard to know. Look, I don't know how long that the melee went on for. But you know, probably bitterly disappointing. We probably had another chance to actually equalise it at the very end. So, you know, buoyed by a bit of performance, but we're in here to win games, and unfortunately again we go up the road and we didn't do that.
Yeah, and the next one is of course Monaghan. There is lots of positives tonight to dig into that game of Ballyshannon.
Yeah, look, I think a lot of credit has to go out to, you know, like Patter Mogan, super. Paddy came on, looked really, really sharp. He got shots off. You know, he's unlucky maybe not to get 1-2, 1-3 in the space of 15 minutes. Michael Langan is just phenomenal at the moment. Like, he's one of the best players in the country. Kieran Thompson, super again. And you know, we're kind of getting a few more boys back healthy, and Niall O'Donnell's back in the field, getting more minutes tonight, and you know, hopefully now we can build over the next week before the Monaghan game.